I'm Chris Rubbelow with a report on the recent release of data on the performance of cardiac surgeons in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. There is a new level of transparency in healthcare in California. For the first time, consumers needing a coronary bypass can go online and identify which surgeons have the best and worst mortality rates for the high-tech surgery. The data is from 2003 and 2004 and involves 302 physicians who performed just over 40,300 surgeries. The average death rate was 3.08%. About one of every 30 patients died following the procedure. California is now the fifth state to report mortality rates for cardiac bypasses, and its rate is the highest among those reporting. But the key will be the trend, revealed in numbers released in the years ahead. When New York issued its first report in the early 90s, its death rate was 3.5%. Now it stands at 2.2%, in large part because some of the worst-performing surgeons got out of the operating room. Dr. David Carlisle, who directs OSHPD, the California Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development, says overall the report is reassuring. The vast majority of surgeons performed as expected. But California's report did list 12 surgeons as having mortality rates that were significantly worse than average. Carlisle puts it in perspective.
I like to use a baseball analogy here. You know, you can have a Hall of Fame hitter who has a bad season. And if you focus on the bad season, then you may not realize they can be a Hall of Fame hitter. But this is a two-year study, and it only captures 2 years of a particular surgeon's career.
One of the lowest-performing surgeons practices at Sutter Medical Center in Sacramento. In 2003 and 2004, Dr. Robert Kincaid's mortality rate was 6%, roughly double the expected rate. The surgeon in question was on vacation and unavailable for comment, but Dr. Robert Schott, director of medical affairs at the Sacramento Center, was available. He came to Kincaid's defense, saying the surgeon was new in town during the survey years and was taking on patients, many of them extremely sick, as a way of establishing his practice. Schott says Kincaid's mortality rate is now in line with the state average. The performances of all the surgeons were risk-adjusted, based on factors such as the patient's age, coexisting medical conditions, and prior heart surgeries. Schott admits risk-adjusting is an essential element in data analysis, but he says it's imperfect.
Unless you're at the bedside seeing the patients and trying to get a feel for the overall flavor of how sick the patient is, it's sometimes hard to look at just some numbers like the blood sugar and the blood pressure and the creatinine and a few other things and say, well, the patient is this sick based on these four or five numbers that they use to risk adjust. I think they add age into the equation and, you know, a few other things, which I think does absolutely, it helps to better understand the risk. But do I think it accounts for all the risk? And the answer is no, I don't think it does.
Schott says the performance ratings allow doctors to look at their data. On balance, he thinks it's good.
The downside is that it can have a chilling effect on the surgeons. They don't want to do cases where they think the patient doesn't have a very good chance of surviving.
But OSHPD's Carlisle says consumers and insurers seeking the best care for an operation that can cost up to $50,000 shouldn't doubt the state report. He says California made sure its risk adjustment methodology and statistical analysis were as rigorous as anywhere else in the country.
We feel quite proud of the fact that we've done everything possible with the participation of the surgeon and physician community to make sure that the playing field is level, that we're comparing apples to apples, that we are fully adjusting for differences in patient severity, and that we're promoting quality of care to the fullest extent possible.
The state will release new figures on bypass surgeons in 2 years. The first ever report on maternity outcomes is expected within a year. The ultimate goal of performance reports is to improve care by getting hospitals to pay attention to poor outcomes. That's been the case at Sutter Sacramento.
Everybody's aware of it, and we want to do better. We want to provide the absolute highest quality care in Sacramento. And we'll do everything that we can to make sure that our patients get what they need and what they expect. So we'll use this in a positive way to examine what we do and take a very careful look at our outcomes and ask the question, what can we do better?
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rubelo. Thanks for listening.